T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Is this Dave Stewart?
Like Dave Stewart a little bit, right?
Don't you ever come around here ever again.
Don't you ever bring your ass in here again.
Stinks.
Awesome. You know, Elk Grove Village sponsors the Bahamas Bowl football game that is coming up in the next couple of days. Mayor Johnson worked out a deal a few years ago. They literally sponsor that bowl game.
Wasn't that your nickname in college, Mayor Johnson? You know what I'm saying?
No. I know what you're saying, and I'm not going there.
Like, you're out of your...
I can't even say it.
Chicago, finally champions on this January day in New Orleans.
I was there.
Buddy DiLiberto. I mean, there's a lot of, like, gangster stuff you're talking about. The House of Spaghetti, Buddy DiLiberto. Go on, Grabber.
He's dead now, by the way.
Oh, of course.
That rant was recorded by only one man. Unheard of in today's times. One microphone.
We got all these so-called f***ing fans that come out here and say they're Cubs fans that are supposed to be behind you, ripping every f***ing thing you do.
I was there.
I started doing overnights in 94 when we were up the dial at a different station. And Greg Salk, who now works for the company that we work for, he was the guy that came up with that. I was doing middays for quite a while. In their wisdom or lack thereof, they decided to put the Fabulous Sports Babe on at midday. And Bruce remembers her because he had to go on with her, unfortunately for him, about every week. And I remember Larry Wirth, who was the general manager and a guy that was one of the nicest people I ever dealt with, a great, great guy, mentioned that they were going to do that. I was walking in the hallway. He says, "I know you're not happy with our new acquisition." I said, "Larry, I love you to death, but you just signed our death warrant." And sure enough, less than a year later, right before the Bulls were getting ready to go into the NBA Finals in 96, that was a 72-10 team, and management decided to take the all-sports format off of there, and they just started to go with syndication and stuff like that. And I said, this thing is never, ever, ever going to work. And, of course, it did not. I said, in Chicago, it'll definitely not work. And it didn't.
Okay, but I still asked about how you train yourself to work overnights and do all that.
Because I don't have to work for a living.
Cubs versus
Mr.
White
Grumpy,
Sox fans.
You're a damn liar. Goodbye.
Well, Les, you should probably, like, kick his ass.
That is, it's just, I hope everybody else is laughing in their cars right now or at home. Or wherever you might be listening to Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Along with Rick Camp, I'm Mark Rohde, and today we mourn the loss of a friend and a colleague and a classic. Les Grobstein died yesterday at the age of 69. And Yeah. Like I said earlier, it's impossible to – I'm going to attempt to. It's impossible to capsulize Les Grobstein because there's a lot of words that a lot of people are going to use, but he really is indescribable, and I've never gotten to the true bottom of Grobber, and I made it my life's work. And I will say this, too, before we really get rolling here on the Grobber. I got a text from Scott Grobstein after the first segment. Scott Grobstein is Les Grobstein's son, his young son. And all he said was, "Dude, I'm laughing my ass off." So I hope that that's what we get out of today. I'm not going to be the person who says that's the way Les would have wanted it, because I have no idea what Les would have wanted, because I can't get to the bottom of Grobber. Rick Camp, good morning. And fittingly, you are in studio today. Yes. I am remote today. So let's just make that clear, just for the pure comic value of that particular shtick. And Campy, I know you've worked with Grobber. You've been at the station for a long time now. What is on your mind about the loss of Les Grobstein?
Yeah, it's actually kind of interesting talking with, you know, it's like seeing people speak about Grobber today, and it kind of makes me think of just how long I've been at the station, because it's a lot of 2012 and some of 2013. My primary shifts were nights, overnights, weekend overnights, and those a lot of the times, whether I was actually working his shift or not, if I was working the like 6 to midnight shift, I would see Les and we'd have a conversation every single day. And maybe it's just because it's the perspective that I have, you know, being a producer at this station. But another aspect that a lot of people don't get to see necessarily is Les's show is the first live show that a lot of part-time producers get to work at the Score. And it really worked out perfectly, because there's obviously elements of everything you're going to do on, you know, other shows when you get the opportunity to work there, but also just even as particular as Les could be on things, he was always so patient with new people that, you know, there might be a flub here and there, and you know, it might have messed, like it was might have hurt a sensibility or something of Les's, but he always understood who he was working with and trying to, you know, put them in a good position to succeed as well. And that was something that I always thought of, is just that he was the perfect person for people to learn with. Yeah. You know, like in the, yeah, you know, in the, oh, behind, yeah, the, from the behind the scenes perspective, uh-huh, because uh-huh, a lot of his stuff was already set. He knew exactly how he wanted it, and that was to his credit, so that it became something where people could learn. They could learn the things they need to then be successful with other shows as well. So really, Les played a part in every Score producer learning how to do what they do.
It's just so funny to think about, like, Les compared to other hosts, like hearing about domineering hosts and, yes, and making regimented and less, all less. Just make sure you play the Three Stooges thing. And I got a couple of Beach Boys songs lined up because it's right in line with, mm-hmm, how bad, I repeat, bad the bear. Like, he'd always have something thematic from a bad loss or a song that represented the opposing team's, yes, city or something silly that he just thought was a home run. He had to be thinking to himself a lot of the, why wouldn't the other shows do this? You know, like he thought he was setting the template.
Well,
for
and
the
I
radio
feel
station.
Like, I feel like another like kind of insight into his mind is, so boy, this is really into like the weeds of like of radio stuff of in our old audio system. Like the way you labeled things was very much specific to the show or the person that would be looking for it. Yeah. And if you didn't really know Les, trying to find things that he put in sometimes was insane, because it wasn't like we have now where there's a search function where you can just search a keyword and then everything pops up with that. It was, right, you had to go to Les's tab and then try and scroll and find the right thing. And it was it was truly incredible. So so that's just like another thing of just a slight insight into how his mind worked was how he would label things.
Well, and whatever audio it was, it probably came from a Memorex cassette tape.
Oh, so, yes. So a million percent.
I don't believe in this digital crap.
So in my first month working at the Score, I in the side studios that we had, Les had his like satchel thing that had his tape deck in it. And there was a cut from, I don't remember what post game that he wanted to play, and he wasn't sure if we had it yet. So what he did is he took the microphone and just put the microphone right down to the speaker of his tape deck and hit play exactly on the cut that he wanted. And hey, it may not have been the best quality sound, but he knew exactly how to work that tape deck to get exactly what he wanted, and he had that cut for when he wanted it. It was like, it's just something that's so foreign to someone younger like me that you can just appreciate.
That's Rick Camp. I'm Mark Rohde. If you're just jumping in here, Les Grobstein passed away yesterday suddenly. I don't know the details of his death at this point. Hopefully we could pass them along to you at some point in time, but you know how sensitive that kind of stuff gets. So he's Rick Camp. I'm Mark Rohde. We are definitely celebrating Les Grobstein today, all day here on The Score. This is the Bernstein and Rahimi show, but it is about Les Grobstein today, and we'll be here until noon. We will take your calls at 312-644-6767. We didn't know who to have on today, so we have at least a couple of people lined up right now. One of those is David Schuster. David Schuster, longtime Chicago radio guy, longtime Score guy, knows Les probably better than anybody in the business. So we're going to talk to David Schuster next about Les Grobstein on The Score.
The FBI is not 100% accurate all the time either.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We have David Schuster on the app. Who wants to weigh in on this experience? Okay, David, go ahead.
I'm listening to this and I'm laughing to myself because I have been with Les in a cart way too many times. I mean, it's an adventure every single time.
You know, it really is the true juxtaposition with the death of Les Grobstein. It is cry or laugh with him, man, because it was all just funny and entertaining and unbelievable the way all of us knew Grobber. That's the only way you knew him, as everything that is Grobber, the weird, the wild, the unexplainable. As I continue to search David Schuster for the right ways to describe Les Grobstein and the way he comported himself and the way he went about his business, it was oftentimes unexplainable. And really quickly, along with Rick Camp, who's in studio, I am Mark Rohde on remote. we are now bringing in the scorers, David Schuster, longtime radio guy, or the ex-scorers, David Schuster. My God, I'm so used to just introducing you that way. David's been around the block, and a lot of that walk around the block has been with Les Grobstein. David, thank you so much for coming on. I'm sorry for your loss, and what comes to mind about the loss of Les Grobstein yesterday?
Yeah, you know what, Mark and Rick, it's not only my loss and the station's loss, but it really is it's Chicago radio audience's loss. Les was a friend to so many people that he never even knew about. You know, even on my small Facebook or Twitter page right now, I'm just getting hundreds and hundreds of comments from people who said that Les was a friend to them, whether they were working overnight shifts themselves or couldn't sleep or whatever. And there's just numerous stories of people like that, that he was their friend. He was their soft pillow to fall asleep to, if you will. You know, there's a lot of words to describe Les, and one of the words I thought I'd always, you know, put with Les was indestructible. I never thought anything could possibly happen to Les. He was always there. You know what, Mark? I thought about this. He lived to see the Cubs win after 108 years, and even if the Cubs would go another 108 years without winning a championship, I thought Les would still be there, you know, to talk about that. You know, and listen, I could regale you, as so many others can, for the remainder of the day, week, and month about Les. I have millions and millions of stories, but more than anything else, and people don't know this about Les, guys, but Les really had a kind soul and a good heart. I mean, he would, honestly, he was that kind of guy who would give you the shirt off his back. He truly would. I remember when my father passed away years ago, Les was there numerous times for me. And you know, even though I made as much fun about Les as almost anybody because I sat next to him in press boxes for years and years and years, and we kidded each other. It was hard not to, but that's what friends do. But I always remembered the good things about Les, that he had a kind soul and a good, good heart.
David joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. And, yeah, David, especially, you know, like I brought up in the last segment, like from the more the radio side for me, it was how he was so kind to producers as they were kind of learning the ropes, as, you know, especially that was kind of part of the role of the producer on that show. And just, you know, from coming on countless times with him, right after games would be over and Les had just jumped on the air and somehow got back to the station in time. By the way, that's the other thing with you being there with him a lot. I don't understand how he was able to get back to the station on time. So many of the times, so it'd be like 20 minutes before a show, it felt like, and you'd be like, "Hey, Les, just checking to see where you're at." He's like, "Oh yeah, just leaving the UC now," or something like that. And it's like, does he have secret ways that he has to have, like secret roads or alleys, or I don't know about ways to get back to this, to the station. And it's just, have you ever been in any of those with him?
And oh just my like, God,
just like
Rick.
The wonderment of Les traveling is something that I feel like deserves its own entire day and like 10,000 words.
1,000 times over. Yeah, I was, listen, I would drive with Les both in town and out of town, you know, going to games. We drove to Indianapolis, to St. Louis, to Milwaukee. We went to Detroit a bunch of times for the Bears games, especially on 94, going around the lake on the other side when it was snowing and ice. And oh my God, driving with Les was a white knuckle experience, let me tell you. And he would be able to get from one place to another. Listen, Les would have been the best cab driver that Chicago ever knew because he knew all the shortcuts. He knew shortcuts that weren't even shortcuts. He'd make his own shortcuts. And you know how when you're taught how to drive, the rules of the road? Well, Les had his own rules and he had his own road, I mean, to be honest with you. And he drove like a banshee. I mean, it was scary sometimes, but also humorous. So you're 100% tapped in on that one, Rick.
Yeah, it's, you know, I would, you know, there's two sides to, you mentioned earlier, David, that people fell asleep to Les Grobstein and his overnight show. people also woke up to less. Like, if you get up in the middle of the night, you're like in that weird fog that we're all in after we wake up from whatever deep sleep we might have been in, and you're in that mode, and you turn on Grobber, and you go do your business, and you go back to bed, and then you wake up, and you think about, well, you don't know what hit you in the middle of the night. You knew you got up and went to the bathroom, and you turned some guy on, and you didn't know what hit you because I think there was some guy talking about Johnny Hector and Eddie Lee Ivory of the Green Bay Packers in 1982 and Charles Martin shoving Jim McMahon. I don't even know. And then he started talking about Larry Bittner. So I don't know what was really going on. Is that all stuff that's happening? No, the Bears are in the middle of a coaching search right now, but Grobber would go retro, and those are the stories I hear from so many people. Like, was there some guy on your radio station the other night talking about Bob Evelini or something like that? So it, like, that was the essence of the Grobber. It didn't matter. Like, there was, like I said, there is an adolescence about less that we all moved on from when we were 13 or 14 years old. and he, again, for better or for worse, because it didn't always suit him to be like that. It simplified him sometimes, but a lot of times he kept that innocence and that protection that we all have for our sports teams, that fierce, angry loyalty to where he would destroy anybody in his path who disagreed.
Oh, my God. He had, the two things that he always would just go on and on and on was Kentucky basketball and, of course, the Green Bay Packers. And he would go out of his way to be negative on those two subjects. Listen, I have to say so many things about Les, but the fact that he was able to do those overnight shows, most of the time 5 hours, sometimes as long as 8 or 9 hours, it's not easy to talk 8 or 9 hours. You know this, guys.
Yeah.
And he, you know, it's amazing his encyclopedic memory just to be able to talk. And I did those shows many times. It's just not easy. After a while, you're talking to yourself. Les was great at talking to himself. He could, you know, just go on and on and on. And I would go on with him after games, whether from Wrigley or the South Side or any other venue. And I'd want to talk about the game that just happened. Less, unfortunately, sometimes to go 40 years in the past, as you well know, Mark, and talk about things. And I go, Les, can we please talk about the here and now? But, you know, he would just go back in time, because he was able to do that. It was just, I mean, again, so many amazing things. If you look at his Facebook page, and I did last night into this morning, look at all the things that he did. He was play-by-play for teams that probably most people don't even know about.
I was the original play-by of the Chicago Chinooks. They were a kickball team. A lot of people don't remember Chicago was the original kick. You're right, man. He was on the ground floor of every media company and or team in this town.
Yeah, the Rush, the Sky, UIC, the Bruisers, the Sting, the Hustle, the Horizons. And Les would also, you know, many years ago, he formed a team that was called Chicago Radio All-Stars, or CRAS for short. That was apropos. And we would play against the Cubs and the White Sox. We would go all over the place, and it was like the Bingo All-Star Traveling Team or something like that. And we would play everybody. He even set up a trip that we played games in Kansas City one time from the now defunct airlines. Braniff Airlines flew us out to Kansas City, and it rained for 72 hours while we were there. We never even played a game. Most of us were in the bar drinking the whole 72 hours. Les went over to the Kansas City Royals game to try and catch a game. It was like the first game that was ever rained out in the history of that franchise. So Les was one of a kind. But again, more than anything else, I remember him for his kind soul and his kind heart. Also, when we were traveling, guys, and you mentioned this, Rick, how did he do this? When we traveled down the road and he had to do his overnight show, and he wasn't sure how he was going to do it, we would stop in, whether it was in Boston or Seattle or San Francisco, and go to, like, the business center at the hotel and figure out, oh, how am I going to tap into the fax machine, or how am I going to fax into the copy machine and be able to do that. And, he, you know, like with a minute to spare, he would figure it out and get on the air for the 5 or 6 or 7 hours And then he didn't really have any place to stay, so I'd say, Les, just come on up and you can crash, you know, on the floor or on the couch where, you know, where I was staying. I mean, I got so many, many, many stories. And Les is a Chicago icon. He was with Blue Jack. He was with Tommy Edwards. He was with Dolan Meyer. I mean, just an absolute institution. But he also, like, I keep going back to this, guys. Les had a kind heart and a kind soul, and I don't want people to forget about that. Please don't.
Absolutely. And it is funny when you bring up the, like, finding a way to get connected. There, I remember it was like in my first week or maybe two of working with him, and I'm still very green at the station. He was trying to make his way back from, at the time, what was called Conseco Fieldhouse, because the Bulls had played the Pacers. And you know, I don't know if it was the game ran long or traffic was a little more than he thought. But yeah, he was like, I'm going to have to do the first segment from my phone. Just punch me up. And then the second segment, I like ran part of an interview. He got up, got set, and came right back in mid-segment. It was just like peak less to try and go to as much as humanly possible while still doing the show and somehow trying to have some form of a life too.
But I'm thinking about the Grobber's car right now, and I just wanted to make sure I got this in because I know I'm going to leave so much on the table because we only get the 3 hours here for now. But I'll just say this about Les's car. It looks exactly the way you would think Les Grobstein's car would look. Papers all over the place. Yes. Wrappers, fast food, you know, the scent wasn't bad, but it was definitely used. That was definitely, so that's what I'll say about I'm not even going to go on. It looks like you would think it looked. David, we got to roll, but I want to give you the last word here. And obviously we could do this for 5 hours, but a final word to you, David Schuster, on our friend Les Grobstein, who passed away yesterday at the age of 69.
Yeah, again, you know, mentioning his car was like a file cabinet on wheels. That's really what his car was all about.
A disorganized file cabinet.
I mean, Les was so much fun to be around, and I hate to admit it, fun to make fun of, but that's what friends do with each other. You make fun of each other, and I will always, always, always remember Les fondly, and again, most of all, because of his kind heart and kind soul. Godspeed, Les, and rest in peace. Thanks, guys. I appreciate you allowing me a couple minutes to talk about him.
Love you, David. Great to hear your voice, and I'm sure that I will see you and talk to you in the next few days, brother.
You bet, guys.
Yep, take care. That is David Schuster, along with Rick Camp. I'm Mark Grody. If there is a writing counterpart to my speaking about Les Grobstein, that person would be John Greenberg. John Greenberg of The Athletic has taken a keen interest in Les Grobstein through the years because of the fact that he is a character. Greenberg, a real fan of the Grobber like we are. So I'm looking forward to hearing how this is hitting John Greenberg of The Athletic as we celebrate and mourn the life of Les Grobstein here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. You learned that, Les. I bet you played Little League Baseball. Yes, yes.
I played softball.
What?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.